You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
This is unrelated to anything, but I've had it in my mind literally all day, and I'm not entirely sure why. This is weighing on me pretty heavily, though. Have you guys seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Of course.
I'm gonna come out and just say I've only seen Excellent Adventure, and it was a very, very long time ago. I think maybe I wanted to start Bogus Journey, but I'm sorry. The short answer is no.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's okay. I'm not going to judge you too harshly for it. I am saying that you're missing out on the superior adventure between Bill's and Ted's. Basically, evil robot Vims kill them, and then Bill and Ted are forced to go to hell, and they like fight their way out of hell, and they meet the Grim Reaper, and they best him at games, and they go to heaven, and they meet the smartest scientist on Earth or in the universe, who's an alien. And then they defeat
Station,
and they defeat their robot selves. But the thing that's got me...
Spoilers, dude. Yeah, I mean, I just told you I haven't seen it, and now you're telling me everything.
I'm sorry to ruin the plot on this 25-year-old movie, but...
There's like a statute of limitations on these things. It's true.
The thing that's got me fucked up about this is that one of the main plot points is that they're competing in a battle of the bands. And that's like the whole thing. They want to compete in this battle of the bands, and they're terrible. They're terrible musicians. At the very last minute, they're able to go back in time and get intense training so that they're able to be better musicians. But at this battle of the bands, they're competing against Primus. And yep. I've got so many questions about this because, number one, Bill and Ted win. They beat fucking Primus in this local battle of the bands. And, like, number one, Primus, why are they slumming it? Like, doing a battle of the bands. This was, like, in the early 90s. This was the height of their power. Why was Les Claypool like, hey, guys, we gotta compete in the San Mateo... Or where was it? San Dimas High
San
School?
San Dimas.
Well, hold on. I got to ask this because I haven't seen the movie. I got to ask this. Is Primus like playing themselves? Is this in the context of, hey, we're actually Primus and we're actually playing it?
Yeah. Primus is actually, you know, playing. I want to say it was like Jerry was a race car driver. I could be wrong. But
it would be one thing is if it was like the guys from Primus and they were just high schoolers from the high school. And then as a nod to their fans who recognized them, started playing Jerry was the race car driver. But you guys are saying that, hi, guys, we're Primus. Get ready for this. And they start playing at this high school.
They're definitely addressed as Primus.
Yes.
Okay. Like, well, next up, we have Primus.
Anyway, so like Bill and Ted, they do all this work. They go back in time to get intense training. And they come out on stage and play God Gave Rock and Roll to You, originally by Argent. But the version in this movie was Paul Stanley of Kiss, so it sucks even worse somehow. And they beat fucking Primus by playing God Gave Rock and Roll to You. It's the most unrealistic thing in the entire movie, and that's been weighing on me, and I had to share that with you guys.
Well, I have been to Battle of the Bands before in high schools, and it is most certainly a popularity contest. It has nothing to do with skill or quality of music at all. It's just what the kids like more. And, hey, maybe the kids have chosen, man. Maybe Primus is just too rich for their blood.
The way that we can think about it is like how Les Claypool tried out for Metallica and they just dubbed him being overqualified. I think Primus was so overqualified for the high school Battle of the Bands that they didn't win.
Well, I mean, Metallica said that he was overqualified. That's true. Like, he's way too good, but he's also way too weird. Like, I'm a fan of Les Claypool, but I wouldn't want to like be in a van with him 24/7 because he's, you know, just going to talk to you about these weird arcane things that nobody cares about. And then start singing like a 1940s hobo.
St. Anger would have been a lot more interesting, though, if he played
that. Yes, it would.
You would have had Lulu sooner.
Right. Let's look at it this way, okay? We're three the judges at this particular high school Battle of the Bands. And off camera, and I mean like outside of the narrative of the film, we just all get together and we start talking about this and we go, hey, that's Primus, right? They don't go to this high school. You know,
they don't even go here.
Yeah, they're great. It's Primus. We're glad that they're here, but we have to disqualify them on the grounds that they're Primus and they're not actually high school students. So that's probably why Bill and Ted won.
Well,
and
I mean,
the whole thing of training and everything really didn't need to happen.
That's a fair point, man.
Yeah. Sorry to burst the bubble for anyone.
Yeah. Now that we're 5 minutes deep into a discussion of Bill and Ted's bogus journey, I'd like to welcome to the show Brennicide. He is, if you're a
Greetings.
Fan of underground metal blogs and irony and humor, you're well familiar with his work from That's Not Metal. And we're super stoked to have him on the show today because I feel like we share a common bond in that a pathological need to make fun of metal.
First of all, I take some serious qualms with some words you used, irony and make fun of. I don't really understand what you're talking about. Everything I said on my blog was 100% true. I stand by it completely. I never once made a joke on there ever. Even if I pointed anything out on the blog as a joke, I was just kidding there. Those were the jokes.
I stand corrected. I figure, you know, for some folks unfamiliar with your work, the fucking posers that they are, we could probably, you know, recount some of your greatest hits. What do you think about that?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out, my man.
So I believe that my favorite, and it came from the later run of your blog, was... Five crucial reasons why Death Heaven must be stopped.
Yes, and I still stand by those reasons.
I think you hit some really salient points here, and I think it's important that we call out some of the best lines here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Death Heaven has officially proudly infiltrated our ranks, and they must be stopped. The ranks being black metal fans. Are you a big black metal fan? Would you consider yourself dark and evil and cult?
I am all those things and then some. But throughout the blog, I didn't really discuss black metal too often. I've sort of just more recently started to get more and more into the deep, dark depths as I think anyone who's on their metal journey should go. You kind of start out with the basic stuff like Sabbath and Priest and Maiden and Metallica and so forth. And then you just kind of go down that slippery slope, and then you go deeper and deeper down into that hole. And there's an end to this journey, and it's definitely black metal. It's just, it doesn't get any grimmer and frostbitten. So that's just where I ended up. And now I'm just sitting here bored with everything because nothing could ever be better.
Have you considered Harsh Noise?
Harsh Noise is stupid. And
well, shit.
So no.
I don't know, man. Give it a couple of years. It's like you're unable to like achieve an erection at anything else anymore. You've just got to listen.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't think any music is an acquired taste. I think either something grips you or it doesn't. And it's not like I'm going to put on some Harsh Noise for 45 minutes and just sit there and be like, yeah, you know, it's growing on me. It's literally never going to happen. It's more so because I've kind of been on a private journey trying to kind of try to get more into guitar and bass and playing my own music and playing with other dudes from my area. And it's just like, I try not to really be the guy that knocks people down anymore, even though that's kind of was my thing for a while. But Harsh Noise is just not anything I can really deal with.
Well, let's get back into this. Sure. Saying that you're on this, you know, journey to positivity, let's get back to this brutal fucking takedown of the Posers in Death Heaven.
Oh yeah, please. I'll never take that shit back.
The reason number one, the crucial reasons why Death Heaven must be stopped, George Clark's haircut. And
very
I will quote you here. Mm. Hoist you by your own petard, as it were.
Sure.
I have no idea what that means. Where do you even get a fucking haircut like that, man? At the Handsome Factory? Jesus, yeah. God damn it, you got great hair. Is there a single dry pussy in the house when you finish a show owning that do like you do? I mean, no homo here or anything, George, but I think I want you in my butt.
I will never back down on that statement, ever.
You really?
Anyone wants to come to me and talk shit and say, you know what, you were kidding there. Fuck you.
You just gave it to these guys, and I don't think that they realize how hard they got it.
They better back off.
I'm planning on seeing them this weekend with Carcass, so I'm really excited now.
You better tell them.
I'm going to print it out and hand it to them.
You fucking better.
So I know for a fact that Kerry McCoy like obsessively reads all the dumb shit that people write about him like all over the internet. So I would bet $10 that he's read this. I know that
$10, really?
Yeah, I know that he read and shared our posts about it was like 5 ways to tell if you're acclaimed metal vocalist George Clark. Yeah. So yeah, he's definitely confirmed for spending way too much time on the internet. If I tag in the tags of this post Death Heaven, he's probably going to listen to it.
I put that out there. I remember sharing it to them, like sending it to them after I wrote it. Like immediately, the first thing I did after I wrote that was send it to their Facebook page. I don't know who monitors it. I don't know who's in charge of it or who does what or if they just saw it and they just kind of it was kind of a longer post than it needed to be for the first like 10 paragraphs. I don't know why I got so into it, but I sent it right to him, hoping that, you know, maybe what you said is true.
Yeah, I would bet that he read it and chuckled heartily. Even though you did kind of tear him apart.
Yeah, I was a little meaner to him, honestly.
I think he's used to it.
Yeah, but I think that might have hurt him just a little bit more because I talked the other ones up so much, and then at the end I was kind of a dick to Kerry.
Oh, well, he might deserve it anyway. So why don't you just tell us a little bit more about That's Not Metal? You started back in, was it 2010?
2010, yep, November 2010.
Cool. So what was your journey with it?
Well, I remember on Facebook, here's what it was. I was playing PlayStation 2, and I had this video game. called The Darkness. It wasn't very good. It was like a first-person shooter where you got some demons that you can control and stuff. I don't know if you guys ever played that
game.
Oh, yeah.
That was based off a comic book from the 90s, I think.
Comic book. Right. Yeah, that's a 90s comic. So I was playing that, and there was this part of the video game, like several parts where you could walk up to TVs and turn them on. And there was just a music video for like some random like Swedish metalcore band just jamming out as one of the channels you could watch. And I just remember that like this dude was wearing a baseball hat. I don't remember if he was a guitarist or playing bass, but he was just wearing a black baseball hat. And I'm just, it hit me in a way. It just irked me. And I was like, dude, you're like, you know, you're going to a video shoot and you're going to be in this video game that, you know, maybe a bunch of people are going to play and you're going to try to get your band a little more famous and you can't even like comb or wash your fucking hair. You just gotta show up in like your baseball hat, you fucking scrub. And it was like I've seen a bunch of dudes at, you know, in music videos and shows just like with that hat. And I think I went on Facebook and I just said baseball hats aren't metal. And one of my good friends just said, hey, you should write a blog where you tell people things that you think aren't metal, and the rest is history. I just went on, and that was the first thing I wrote. It was like really short. It was a couple paragraphs because you can't really get into that something like that too much, or so I thought. I mean, it seemed like every post I could get more and more into it. But yeah, that's kind of how it started off. And I was in like the world's shittiest relationship at the time with this awful woman. So it's like I had this outlet for all this anger where I could just rip into everybody except her, but it was really, you know, because I hated her. So if I really hurt anybody's feelings, don't take it personally, please.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody was seriously pissed off about this, or were they? Like, did
oh come on, man.
Occasionally we write things, and then just the fucking troop of morons comes in, like, you don't know anything, you're not metal.
People want you to die when you disagree with them on the internet. I've had people who just chase me for days. They just message me message after message. Like, I will send a message to them, and then a minute and a half after I sent it, they will get right back to me, and they will just stay on me, even though they're clearly dumber than me and they're clearly in the wrong. They will just keep at it. I had people just viciously angry, and of course I would just say little things to keep prodding them because I just wanted to see how far it would go. And then after long enough, I would feel bad and just ban them. And I'm talking about, like, you know, something on my Facebook page. I couldn't really ban like anonymous commenters on the blog itself, but I was surprised what people will say to you on the internet when their full name and face is right next to what they said. People get pissed.
Yeah, people have no regard for, or no respect for themselves either. Like, come on, Tim Robbins of Detroit, Michigan. You work at Robbins Brothers Car Shop. Like, don't tell me that I'm a cuck that needs to die.
Are you making that up, or is there a guy named Tim Robbins fucking with you?
I'm just making it up. But, you know, we've had a couple. Most of the people that that got real beef go by like Christ Fucker Supreme or whatever on Facebook.
Of course.
Goat Puncher, Hexenhammer.
Oh shit, that was it. Yeah, that was it. No, Goat Hammer.
Oh, I think I know that guy. I feel
he's
like
a fucking poser.
He is the big Goat Hammer. If you're listening right now, you're a fucking poser, and you've been told by the best, baby. You're a fucking poser. Quit my genre. Get out. Go put on some Carly Rae Jepsen records, because fuck you, you're over. You're done. Goat Hammer's over. If anyone ever sees Goat Hammer play a show, and I'm talking to you musicians, you tell him to leave or you don't play.
That's the bottom line. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're an angel witch. You're an angel witch.
Yes, you just heard Angel Witch by Angel Witch off their album Angel Witch.
Angel Witch.
Fuck yeah. That's how you do it. You got your eponymous song on your eponymous album or you get the fuck out, posers. That was a selection here by Brenicide, and we dearly thank him for it. Anything you want to say in particular about this band? I'm not super familiar.
Well, they're from England, and they are heavy metal, and it was during a new wave of that stuff.
A new wave of English heavy metal. They should have a name for that.
I think it's called New Wave of English. New Wave.
Do you think Angel Witch ever wore a baseball hat?
God, I hope not. I really doubt it. I think hair was never more gorgeous than coming out of Britain in the early 80s. I really wish we could start bringing that stuff back. Like, everybody's just kind of become lazy with their long hair, me included. We just leave it long and straight. And I really think we should, like, bring back the big poofy perms and stuff.
Oh yeah, these guys have bangs for sure. Like, they're cut off like Zooey Deschanel right above the eyebrows.
Oh, is that our standard for bangs now?
I honestly don't know how long hair works. I shave my head.
I think Joey Belladonna is the last guy in the world who's just rocking.
That's a full on mullet, man.
that like powder poof dude. Oh my god,
poodle head.
Shit, man. He looks like Dave Mustaine from like 1986, and he's just sticking with it. And the best part about that is, how many years was that guy out of Anthrax? And then he was ready for them when they needed him. He still had that shit. He was still rocking it.
I'm looking at pictures of him right now. He kind of looks like he's melting underneath a big wig.
It's a Crypt Keeper with a wig on.
He's like tanning bed mom, but playing Anthrax.
Definitely. That is definitely like leathery tanning bed skin.
Yes.
Ugh. Anyway.
Sorry, Joey.
So he's not listening to this show. He doesn't care about anything.
What if Joey's like Carey McCoy and he is listening?
is somebody bad. Talking about old Joey?
Oh, man.
He's just got his Google alerts ready to go. Shit, I'll tag him in this just in case.
You can do that if you want to, but if I find out that Joey's mad at me, I'll never forgive myself.
All right, so getting back to That's Not Metal, which would be most things, I suppose. Most things are definitely not metal.
Just about all things, yes.
How about you tell me, or share with us rather, some of the things that stand out most in your mind as being definitely not metal?
Definitely not metal. Right now, and this was something that I really wish I stuck around with long enough to rip on, because my favorite posts were the ones about fashion. I loved being so catty about the way people look. And it is this humongous resurgence of like white dudes wearing those snapback hats.
Yes.
And I know we're back on
several.
I know we're back on hats again. But like, it's just such an infuriating piece of headgear for me. It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's like, it was something that was cool for like black dudes in the 90s and early 2000s. And then it kind of went away for a while. And then all of a sudden slam metal dudes just started putting their shit in ponytails and throwing on some snapbacks. And then that was just, the rest is history. I'm trying to think of anything else.
So I've started seeing a resurgence of bucket hats lately. And I must say that that is, maybe just above a fedora and the worst thing you can put on your head.
No, I don't think anything will top the fedora. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But, no. I don't see bucket hats, where I am. I don't know. And I'm not really from like the mecca of fashion out here in Western Massachusetts, but, are you going to metal shows and you seeing dudes wear those?
Yeah, man. I saw Nails, and a dude was there wearing JNCOs and a bucket hat.
Oh, so what you're saying is you didn't go to a metal show and you're wrong.
I have been burnt. It hurts.
No, you haven't been burnt. It's okay to like Nails, but, you know, I'm just saying.
The guy from Cake used to wear a bucket hat.
The guy from Cake. Cake. That's back when bucket hats were perhaps acceptable. Back when Cake was of prominence. I like I said, I haven't seen bucket hats, and I actually know dudes who, you know, listen to Nails. I didn't really consider them the kind of bucket hat crowd.
Nor did I.
Yeah, I bet you were surprised.
I wanted to take a picture, but I'm like, that's kind of creepy. Just like, I'm not going to take this picture of this strange person so I could laugh at it later. And I kind of regret doing that.
I would tell you that considering that heavy metal, a lot of the dudes listen to heavy metal have long hair, and there's a very prominent bit of fashion right now where guys with long hair put their hair into a bun. That would be really easy for me to talk shit about and be contrarian, but I literally have one up right now because it's like, ooh, for the first time since long hair has been a thing, dudes have found a way to make the ponytail like fuckable. So. I'm just gonna work with it.
You might as well embrace it. I had this stupid Hitler Youth haircut for a long, long time.
Yeah, right.
It's one of the few, like, there's only a handful of haircuts that a person can get away with without somebody being like, you look stupid. So,
and it's like the thing, the guys who complain about it are like these super normie buzz cut blue jeaners who are just so lame and have been stuffed in a locker their whole life and wear New Balance shoes. So I don't need to hear it from them. Yeah, if that describes either of you two, I'm sorry.
Now, a lot of these dudes think that like buying a pair of pants that fits is like being a hipster.
Oh my god, yeah. These people. You just like, I remember there was this photo that was circulating the internet where this guy snapped a picture of a complete stranger on the subway in, I think it was probably New York City. And this guy was pretty overdressed. He had a curly mustache, and he had like a lime green hairdo or pink hairdo, I don't remember. And the guy who snapped the picture, like, captioned it, look, it's King of the Hipsters. And what really stood out to me in that picture was the dude who took it. You could see his khaki cargo shorts and his socks with his sandals. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this guy to talk to anybody about how to look? This man has had a dry dick his whole life.
Yeah, that's who it is. That's who's mad about your fashion choices. It's the involuntarily celibate and dudes who are really, really metal.
Yep. Yes.
Those two things are often one and the same. So getting back to That's Not Metal, aside from hats. One more item for us. What is especially not metal?
I was doing so good with hats. You guys are throwing me through a loop here. Now all I can think about is hats. What else isn't metal? Well, I think where I was trying to eventually take things was the concept of just trying too hard. And I've always thought that metal dudes were just supposed to be like these kind of unshowered, crusty types. That was kind of always the allure to me, is that it's just like, you know, fuck showering, I'm going to a show. You know, it's just how it's always been. So when I see these metal dudes who like over accessorize and they wear all sorts of bracelets and all sorts of earrings and eyeliner, and they just do everything up.
Dave Navarro?
Not Dave Navarro. What's his name? Oh no, what's his name? It's hitting me like a ton of bricks. He's the tiny Mexican man on Sirius Liquid Metal. What's his name?
Jose Mangan!
Jose Mangan, yes!
Oh god, I hate Jose Mangan so
everybody
much!
Everybody with a pulse. Everybody with a pulse hates Jose Mangan.
It is hard for me to think of somebody that holds a place of such prominence in metal that does such terrible things for the genre.
Oh yeah, what's up guys? This is Jose Mangan. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck shit up today on Liquid Metal.
Oh, I hate that guy so much. And the thing is, he's got this
brutal.
Like,
we're gonna listen to Mushroom Head.
Oh. Oh yeah, we're going to listen to the legendary Machine Head, you guys. You get ready for this on Liquid Metal XM. Yeah, fucking horns up in the air, bro.
I hate that guy so much.
This has been long been the official tagline of Toilet of Hell is fuck Jose Mangan.
Fuck Jose Mangan. And dude, I wanted to write an article so bad about him, and I never got to it, but I collected an entire gallery of Jose Mangan pictures, and they're all worth sharing. I think one day I'm just going to post something on Twitter where I just do a series of just photographs of the guy that I just collected for this specific post.
I will follow the shit out of that, yes.
Yeah, but one more point about Jose Mangan. It's just he's like completely out of touch with what metal dudes actually listen to, and he does that thing where he over accessorizes. The one thing that irritates me the most, and I know he's of like Latin descent, absolutely, and all the power to him, but he does that thing that every guy of a certain descent does that drives me insane, where the moment, and he talks like a super California white guy, every other word he says, but the moment like a Latin phrase gets in his mouth, he just like rolls into it like way too hard. He'll just be like, oh yeah, you know, man, me and my grandma, we're going to make some salsa. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Jose, you forced piece of shit, you're a liar. It's like the same thing with Italian guys. I mean, they'll just be like, oh yeah, my grandma, she makes really good to fittuccine.
Yeah, like, man, hey up,
man.
Good you could join us. Let's get some gabagoo.
Or my drummer's a Polish kid. I mean, he's an American kid, but he's, you know, Polish. His name is like four Z's in the middle of it, you know what I mean? So he'll just be like, oh, my mom made these really great pidogis. Like, what the fuck, pidogis?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Totally agreed. Also, one more thing before we put the nail in this coffin on Jose Mangan. Yep. Is he getting paid by fucking Jägermeister? Because, like, every time he's on the air, he's like, yeah, we're drinking some ice cold Jäger. We're partying.
I'm like, pretty sure he is. I mean, I feel like I've seen him standing with his stupid ass, like, black fingernail painted horns up in the air, like in front of Jägermeister signs throughout Google. I think I have some in this gallery. I don't know, but
man,
I'm pretty confident. Yeah.
If you don't know shit about drinking, but like to pretend you like to drink, Jägermeister is for you. So if you don't like metal, but like to pretend you, Jose Mangan's the guy for you. It's a match made in poser heaven.
Yes, it is.
All right. Getting back to posers. I wanted to ask you about what kind of happened to That's Not Metal. So, I saw maybe it was it 6 months ago or so?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit longer at this point. It feels like it's closer, but it's been a good long while. But let's say like 6 or 8 months.
So, I saw that basically you changed your name from That's Not Metal to Metal Snob, mm-hmm. Which is a little less fun. Just my
yeah, it was. Opinion. It was really the whole thing was lame. Like I look back, it's one of those things where like I look back on it and I just claw my face in the shower every time I think about it. It's just such a horrible, horrible, bleak moment in my life.
Well, what happened exactly? Why did that come about?
Well, I mean, so I Googled myself to find my page because I'm that lazy, and I ran across this like random podcast from England, started by this guy, Bees. I just don't even remember. I guess he was on some sort. He was like a VJ on some sort of ridiculous fake metal ass show over at the UK, and people will know immediately what I'm talking about if they're from the UK, but I don't remember anything about it. But he's like a huge contributor to Metal Hammer, and he was on the Metal Hammer podcast and he wrote for them, and the guy just he's like got serious prominence on social media and all this other stuff. And I saw that he just started a podcast, just That's Not Metal, exact same name as mine. So I was a little irked, I feel like I shouldn't have to go out and like trademark everything you do, especially in our scene. I mean, there's just kind of like this code of common decency. You do some research, you find out if your shit's original, and if it's not, you just don't take it. You move on. You try to figure something else out. Yeah. But this guy, he started this. And so I messaged him on Twitter and I'm just like, hey, just wanted to let you know that I've been operating under the name That's Not Metal for like the last 5 years. And I didn't hear back from him for like a few days or like a whole day. I just didn't hear right back from him. I don't know if he was ignoring me or what. So I just messaged him again and I'm just like, look, not trying to be hostile. I just don't want to confuse our, respective viewers, and so he messages me back and he's like, oh yeah, no problem, mate. Cheers, bro. And it's just, he fucking left it at that.
So and he I was just kinda, basically just completely like ducked it, didn't address it at all.
Right. It just kind of stunned me. And so I was like, ah, fuck this. All right. So I just kind of put it on the back burner. I gave it a couple weeks. I just kind of walked away from it and I stopped thinking about it. Fast forward a couple weeks, the guy had this like big article on independent.co.uk where he's just slinging his shit. I mean, I'm seeing, because this guy has had such a following on the fact that he used to do Metal Hammer and he used to be on this this UK TV show and everything. He's already got like people who know him. He's got a following. So he's being interviewed by like this major UK publication. He's slinging the word, that's not metal, that's not metal, that's not metal, all over the place. And I got pissed, and it was on Thanksgiving Day, and I essentially ruined my own Thanksgiving. I just went on, my Facebook page and I just flipped out and I had kind of a meltdown about it. And I didn't contact him again. I didn't really call him out. I just had a fucking huge meltdown. And then he messaged me, and this fucking piece of shit, he was so savagely nice. He's one of those guys that you just can't hate and you can't be mean to. And I kept trying to just get him. And he was saying like, oh, well, it's good that we both have the same name, and it's good that people are getting confused and clicking on your stuff. And it's just, I didn't want that. I didn't want views by accident. I didn't want his fucking stupid idiot viewers to come over and click on my stuff and be like, when's the next podcast, mate? And just fucking... it was already happening. I was already getting emails and it was already agitating me. So it was at this point in this conversation I had with him. He told me, look, at this point, I can't change it because I've already trademarked it. And a lot of people were trying to tell me, well, look, it doesn't matter that he trademarked it because he's from the United Kingdom. You're over in America. You can trademark it in America. You can use it in America. It doesn't matter. But the point was, I didn't want to get people confused. I didn't want to be buried in Google by all his dumb stuff. So I went and I just did this random sloppy name change, the first stupid name I could think of that kind of described what I was doing. And I figured it would be fine if I rebranded, because I just, I never really got super popular in the first place. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. But yeah, it was kind of the final nail in the coffin. It really was a deflating situation. So I'll let you get back to something else, but I really, my heart wasn't in it too much anyway. It was kind of good at this point to kind of hang it up, because I would just go months at a time not writing anything. I wasn't having fun with it anymore, and it was kind of time to call it quits anyway.
It's just a shame, because I really enjoyed your work, and I know a lot of other people really enjoyed your work. I understand.
Thank you.
How it is to feel burned out and to not want to do it, but so I'm glad that you made the right call for your health. But I think the most galling about all of this is that Bees, the new That's Not Metal guy, is certainly not metal.
He's got that snapback, man. What was I saying?
Yeah, man. I was trying to follow up on his page because I was going to make fun of him, and he was just posting about all these bands I've never heard of because I'm like, you know, I listen
to
metal.
You have good taste. Yeah. Right.
So
yeah, it's just I don't look, and I know I'm kind of digging into him and being kind of a dick on here, but I don't have any ill will towards this guy. I already said that. I'm annoyed. I'm really pissed off that he just didn't do the 20 seconds of research he should have done. And he claimed he had some kind of rights to the name because he was saying like, oh, you know, well, that was my thing. I used to say That's Not Metal when I was talking about the That's Not Metal guys. You know, it's kind of being cheeky. And I'm just,
if you Google it, you could see who used it first, you know?
Well, here's where he's got me, and it's kind of lame, but he had like this, I guess he attempted some kind of radio show back when he was much younger, and there's like a Facebook page where it's like, oh, the Hill and Bees That's Not Metal show, and it's got like 6 views on the Facebook, and he sent this to me, and I was just like, all right, you know, I don't. But what I likened it to is, imagine if Cynic broke up the way they broke up, right? But let's say that Sean Reinert wanted to start a new band under Veil of Maya, okay? And he was just like, well, Veil of Maya is my fucking song, and that's me. That's what we're going to do. And then all of a sudden, the very, you know, accomplished and well-known Veil of Maya is like, hey, could you not, please? And then Sean Reinert's like, good luck, bro, and then just does it anyway.
I would fully support Sean Reinert if he wanted to do that. I think he should do that, personally.
Oh, maybe. Right, just replace Veil of Maya with something so much better. Yeah, I think we'd all support that, but that's what I kind of likened it to, is that, you know, just because you said it somewhere on your stupid fucking Metal Hammer podcast, you think you have some... You think you have the rights to just bulldoze everything I did those last few years? It really stuck in my craw, but you know, we talked it out. We're over it at this point. And, you know, I really do wish him the best. I hope that, yeah, he has good things. And, I remember reading the article that, you know, got me to flip out initially after I flipped out. I actually read it, and, he had a really tough time. He was pretty much just cast out totally from Metal Hammer and his show, and he was just left like unemployed and sitting in bed for days at a time with nothing to do, and he's real depressed about it. And this was like, this is what got him off his feet and got him living again and like saved his marriage and all this shit. I don't remember, but I like read that after and I felt kind of bad giving him such a hard time.
How dare you make me empathize with another human?
Yeah, I know.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Jose Mangan isn't actually the worst person on earth.
Oh, God, dude, I'd never tell you that. Give me some credit. I'm a human being at the end of the day. He actually is.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. All right, man. I think we got to call it right now, but I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today and helping us dispose of the posers, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, definitely, man. My pleasure.
Everybody should follow Brennan on Twitter at Brennaside, so that you can stay up to date with the latest in men's fashion.
Actually, no, it's my at is That's Not Metal.
Fuck.
My name is Brennaside. Sorry.
Don't follow at Brennaside. I don't know that guy, but he's no good.
Yeah, screw that guy. He sucks. You probably some like 15-year-old girl named Brenda, because that's just the dumbest name ever. I don't know why I've kept it for so long. Yeah, I just wanted to close out by saying that, all the metal that's made now is bad. It's not worth listening to. You should all give up, because you're never going to belong and you'll never be one of us. And Nails will never be one of me, because they're not metal either. And we should all just quit and go back to our Leonard Cohen records. R.I.P.
Yeah, man, I love that song he did.
which song are you talking about?
You know, the one, the he loved, I know who Leonard Cohen is.
Yeah, which song, though?
The song that Leonard Cohen did, you know, he's like, Here Comes Your Man.
I am gatekeeping you so hard right now, bro. You don't even know it.
He was great in Star Trek, by the way.
Oh, yeah? You like Star Trek? Name all of the Enterprises.
One, two, three.
Yeah, just keep counting, bro. I'll wait.
Here Niner. Comes your man. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, that's Leonard
Cohen. Hi, fellas. Well, hey, it was a treat. Hopefully I didn't make myself sound too much like an ass, but it was a great time. Hopefully you guys will have me on again sometime soon.
Thanks for... I'd love to. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Been all heated up, all hot and bothered with Brendan. What's on your mind this week?
Well, we're a week out from devastating election results, and I do not feel better. How about you?
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about the crippling horror that I was feeling about the entire thing.
Yeah, my legs still hurt from being cramped up in the fetal position, rocking back and forth.
You know, in some way, it just gets worse. I mean, the initial shock is over. Like, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. But now it's getting worse. Like, oh, yeah, we've actually got, like, a neo-Nazi who's going to be, like, a chief strategist.
Someone with no political experience just running a shitbag trolling website is going to be the chief strategist.
I don't imagine there's a whole lot of overlap between people who read Toilet of Hell and who read Breitbart, because I'd like to think that the people that read our site have a shred of decency and don't read a site that has a regular tab called Black Crime. But that is the legacy of Andrew Breitbart, aside from hilariously dying from being a fat cokehead at the age of like 42.
It happens.
But I'm not mad. I'm not mad. So yeah, we're in for my prediction here is that this cabinet that he's putting together is going to be filled with complete religious nut jobs, white nationalists, assorted war criminals who will do what they can to completely bend the world to their will and destroy a lot of people in the process, while Donald Trump fills his pockets with everything he can find. So
yeah, his cabinet's going to be a real murderer's row of assholes and religious zealots. I'm reading right now that considering for the attorney general is Chris Kobach, or Kobach, I don't know. Either way, he's the Kansas attorney general. He's an immigrant hardliner, and he's considering a Muslim registry for the United States in 2016.
I read about that, and I had a thought, because fuck this guy. What's to stop, like, all of us from registering as Muslims?
Nothing, I would assume. I'm sure the website's not going to be too good.
Yeah, if that comes up, I will absolutely join in. I can be on that Sharia watch list, I guess, is what they think it is.
Yeah, I'll wear the crescent moon patch on my shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, if we're all Muslim, they can't deport us all. Probably, I don't actually know. Maybe they could. I don't know what kind of resources ICE has.
Sarah Palin's going to be in a position of power. Think about that.
Man, every fail son that like dropped out of politics by being a national embarrassment is back and in a big way, baby.
Newt Gingrich is back.
His flopping man titties running gloriously in the wind.
Doughy as fuck.
And here's what concerns me, or maybe it will delight me. We'll see. Anybody that knows me knows that I have a personal vendetta against Ted Cruz, the Texas senator who is basically the worst person on earth. There are people, Lindsey Graham, for example, who are suggesting that he be nominated for the Supreme Court. So it's not enough that, like, he's only in his 40s. I mean, he looks much older because he's a piece of shit, but he would be theoretically in the political consciousness, directly influencing everything in our lives for like 50 years. That's
somewhere.
That's...
Somewhere there's a painting of Ted Cruz getting handsomer.
the other side of this is that Donald Trump hates Ted Cruz, so he may just be fucking with him, which would be delightful.
I hope he makes him an ambassador of some shithole country. Oh. And just forces him to stay there.
Oh, man, that would be delightful. Like, yeah, you're the ambassador to Haiti. Have fun. Anyway, I know that folks don't really listen to the show for the politics, but the way it is, things are crazy in the country. I don't see them getting any better, and I feel like, well, it's our show, and we feel a duty to at least discuss the things that we're interested in. So we'll not force it too much on you, but if you're afraid of it, you might want to back out now. In other news, highly polarizing news, there's new Metallica.
A lot of new Metallica.
Yeah, man, there's more Metallica than I know what to do with. I was too busy at work today. I wasn't able to listen to all of it.
By the time this show goes up, all the videos will be out, but Metallica, as of tonight, are putting out a music video for each song on their upcoming album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. As of right now, there's like three that have been released, and I've watched pretty much all of them all the way through, and they all suck.
In what way do they suck? I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to watch these. Work was crazy today, but can you describe the suckage?
The videos are all boring, number one. The songs are really generic. Like, I think they put their best foot forward with that Moth song and their other single. And now the other songs that have come out have just been, like, generic dad metal.
That's not super surprising, I guess. That's kind of been their thing for 20 years.
Yeah, but it's like Bud Light metal. Like, really straight down the middle. Here's a riff. Here's Lars's hilarious, terrible drumming. And that's it.
So, in a way, Bud Light metal, the first thing I think of is Newstead, of course, former bass player of Metallica. So, maybe they had a real kindred thing going on there.
Maybe. That makes a lot more sense. They had one of the new videos they put out is for the song called Man Unkind. One word, and the UN are capitalized.
No.
Yeah.
You know that, like, the guys were in the studio like, I got it. I fucking got it. This is wordplay that it's worthy of Longfellow. Man Unkind. Like mankind, but unkind since it's man and he's bad.
Fuck. So the video for this song is just a faux black metal band performing the song. It's bizarre.
Actually, that sounds kind of funny.
it's funny for like 15 seconds, but the video is like 7 minutes long, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit much. So, yeah, by the time this episode goes live, like, the full album's going to be out, I believe. Unless you bought the vinyl, in which case you're not going to get that for several weeks. They planned that so poorly.
Do all these videos make people want to buy the album more?
I've never been a video person, man. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a music video. I'm like, yes, I am intrigued and I must buy this record. I hear the music instead.
Yeah, I think I've been entertained by videos, but I don't think I've ever been convinced to buy the music because a video is entertaining.
I think this is just like another holdover of these guys being old and stuck in a time where they sold a billion records with the Black Album thanks to MTV. Like, they think that that's going to maybe be the thing that gets them again. Like, oh, we just put out another video for one. And yeah, we keep selling thousands of records a week 20 years later. And nobody's willing to tell Metallica no.
It's like a reverse Avenged Sevenfold with this album, where Avenged Sevenfold just put out the album quietly with no warning. Metallica's kind of going the opposite and advertising as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. From our conversation last week about Avenged Sevenfold, their record sales have dropped off pretty severely. So maybe their plan of putting it out really quietly wasn't the best, like I had considered. I will entertain the notion that I am occasionally wrong, but I am not wrong about this, and that Metallica is the best at wasting money. Axl Rose is probably at the very top, but Metallica is the best at wasting money for their own band instead of wasting money on, like, whole hogs. Like, do you remember Through the Never? How many people saw that? Like, six?
Yeah, I went to a metal-themed restaurant once, and they were playing the Blu-ray. I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching? Put the hockey game on.
No, take it off, put back on some kind of monster. That's the more entertaining product. Let's see, it is Monday right now. People have had time to listen to this record. What do you think is the most common reaction we're going to hear from it? Because I'm going to say that it's going to be a bunch of 40-ish, late 30s, early 50s dudes saying that it's a return to form. And everyone else that didn't grow up on Metallica when they were still quote-unquote good saying it sucks.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much hit the nail on the head. They're never going to return to what they sounded like in their first couple of albums. It's just a fact of life. It's not going to happen. I'm curious what young people think of Metallica in general. Like, are they just old, boring guys? Do any of their songs really reach out to them? Or is it just noise while they go listen to Icy Stars?
I don't know. I think it's kind of a similar deal to, like, AC/DC when I was a kid. Like, that was a lot older, but it was still at least on the surface edgy until you listen to the music and it's like, oh, this is old man music. I don't think the kids give a fuck.
Probably not. Not with all their Snapchatting and sexting.
These kids are no damn good.
Well, they have no future, if that's any consolation.
Oh yeah, we you're screwed, guys. We really ruined that one, huh? Quick thing to bring up before we hit the break. I ask people on Twitter to hit us up with suggestions on things to talk about for the show, it relates to politics and metal. It's a sweet spot for me. Do you remember seeing Glenn Benton for President stickers? Glenn Benton of Deicide, of course. What would it be like if Glenn Benton was president? What kind of policies could we expect?
Cannibalism?
Perhaps. I would say that perhaps he might tax churches, Deicide being a band that doesn't generally agree with Christianity.
Big fans of JC.
Yeah, Glenn Benton himself has a upside-down cross branded on his forehead that he's done several times. It keeps healing, so he keeps branding himself in the forehead, which is real commitment to a real stupid thing after all these years.
It's like every Tuesday night, he does his hair, he paints his nails, and he brands a inverted crucifix on his forehead.
Just a little me time, you know?
Yeah, gotta relax somehow.
Yeah, so Glenn Benton would tax the churches. That's a new stream of revenue for the country.
Declare war on all holy sites.
True. That might be a trouble. Deicide is from Florida. Am I correct in that assessment, right?
Yes, they are.
So I believe that a Benton presidency would take severe, drastic steps to address climate change right now before Florida is completely underwater. So the way I see it, things could be a lot worse than a President Benton. You could have, say, a President Trump.
I don't want him. You can keep him.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been the Toilet of Hell Radio Show. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.